The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. As we further talk about God and the reality of God, I'd like for us to consider Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. In other words, Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 26, the remainder of that chapter. And no doubt we'll be several sessions involved in looking into this. But if on your own you would read that, I think you'd be benefited greatly. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 39 certainly is a great section of Scripture. It fits in with our overall theme and what we're talking about here about the reality of God in a wonderful way. If you have a tendency to worry and to let the cares of this world dominate your life, you need to examine this section of Scripture just a little bit more carefully. When you study this great Scripture and begin to fathom its depths, you will find that most of your worries and anxieties will simply vanish away. That is, if you really are a Christian. You will conclude that there is no way, and we repeat to you now, there is no way that a Christian can lose. That is, if you are really a real Christian. Let's notice a few of these verses and in some sessions ahead. All right, now, verse 26 of Romans chapter 8. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh, what a tremendous truth here. There are so many times we feel inadequate when we pray. We just don't know what we should pray about or for or how we should pray. Rest assured, God knows everything. The Holy Spirit, according to this verse, takes our feelings, our needs, and carries the message right through to God, to the throne of grace. Isn't it wonderful to know that this is the case, that He would do such a thing like that? All right, as we think further about the reality of God and His involvement in our life, notice the next verse, verse 28 of this 8th chapter of Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Underline this scripture in your Bible. Underline it in your mind and engraft it into your very soul. He didn't say that everything would work together for our pampered pleasure, but for our good. The providence of God is involved here. Such is a reality in the lives of real Christians. Believe it, do your part, and trust God for the rest. God is a personal God, and He is personally involved in the lives of all true Christians. We are taught to say in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, we're taught to say here that we will do such and such a thing if the Lord will. Paul, over and over again, speaks of doing something if the Lord will, like in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 19. God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, and we need to pray that we will fit into it. Prayer is to be made according to the Lord's will. That's what it says in 1 John 5, verse 14. And Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. And having prayed this, He was ready to face anything. Good, and that which may not seem so good to us, can be used of God in a good way, for our good and for His glory. James says in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, to count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations or various kinds of trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Peter speaks in his writings of the trying of our faith as gold tried by fire in 1 Peter 1, verse 7. It takes a lot of ore to be melted and processed to make a few ounces of gold. Most of us, like the ore, have a lot of rough edges that needs to be knocked off. Our natures need to be refined and changed. Yes, God is real, and He works personally in our lives. And we're going to study this scripture more tomorrow in the 8th chapter of Romans. Thank you for listening today.